say?
Should we get going?
Here's an idea I've got for you. Why don't you just hit the live button and see what happens? What do you say, Will? What do you say, old pal, old bud?
You sound like a con man.
He keeps going.
See, I'm doing that on beat for you. I was doing that on beat for you. Mo, I was doing that on beat for you.
Mm-hmm.
We got big problems today.
What's that?
Big show, big prop.
Big show and big problem?
Big show, big problems. Unrelated, related. Will says, hey, this story's related to that other story. I said, is it the same story? He said, no, related.
Yeah, he did say that.
And he told me to shut the hell up.
I'm not kidding.
Will, that's a bit aggressive, sir. Yeah. He said, not aggressive enough, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, it was a stare down. Still recovering.
Yeah,
very intense.
I see.
It's terrifying. I'm barely here right now. He sent laser beams through my skull.
Right, through his eyes.
They came out the back of my head.
There's no more lip.
There were brain particles on the ground. I had to place them back in. I scrambled.
Mm-hmm.
Still recovering. Yo, can you make the chat just a little bit bigger, please?
Yeah,
you
don't very
mind.
Tiny.
Only if you don't mind, though.
Okay.
Only if you don't mind, because I know you're a tight ship around here. And something like that would never... that would never get past you, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible. Let me tell you about the problems of today here on CNN Ultra.
Right.
Tell you about some of the problems here today. Breaking news, there are problems in the world. Tonight at 6, there are problems in the world. Good luck to all of you. We'll see you again next week.
And that's a wrap.
Good luck with all those problems. See you again next week on Problem Talk.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't bring the Wolverine today.
Oh, this is the problem?
That's a big problem.
Okay.
I didn't bring the Wolverine today, which is a shame because Wolverine was hungry and he was ready for 20 nuggets.
Yeah. I didn't bring...
Wolverine's ready for 20 nuggets.
How quickly it's my fault now, eh?
He was ready for 20 nuggets! Shout out Austin's Tech. Shout out Logan. Shout out everybody here right now. My daughter would not give up the Wolverine today. She kept pressing the buttons. He kept going... Whooshing, whooshing, whooshing. And I was like... I am not about to wrestle you for that because no. I'm going to lose that match. I'm not going to win that match.
Yeah.
And so I left that Wolverine at home. I'm going to have to try to sneak it away at a more opportune moment.
Obviously.
When it is not the center of attention.
Right.
So maybe next time that Wolverine wakes me up at night, I'm going to put that straight in the car.
Right.
Say, let me tell you where you're going, Mr. Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
Mr. X-Man, let me tell you where you're going now. Going in the back seat. Shout out Power Bit. But I couldn't wrangle it. Now you, on the other hand.
Right.
You, on the other hand.
Yeah.
You had your mission and you weren't having to wrangle a Wolverine away from a 3-year-old.
No.
I think all you had to do was roll through a little drive-thru.
Yeah, I did.
I believe that's all you had to do.
Yes.
Now,
tell me
what got in your way, sir.
I can see the chat is real upset.
Yeah.
They're like, no nuggets, no show.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't even know. You call it, pack it in. Call it a day, no nugget, no show.
Wow, no. Let's keep
going. As far
as
I can tell.
But I couldn't go because I left my wallet at home. And on top of that,
oh no,
Kirk's not here. So I was like, Lou's going to make me eat all the 20 nuggets if Kirk's not here. So I'm going to pass on
that. Dog ate the homework. Dog ate the homework. I don't know if you heard of a little thing. I don't know if you heard of a little sponsor of the show here by the name of DoorDash. You ever heard of DoorDash? You know what they do?
They dash food to your door.
They go to McDonald's so you don't have to.
Right.
And so you don't need a wallet because it's already attached to your DoorDash. Say goodbye to wallets. You'll never need another one ever again. Shout out Logan. Logan. Wolverine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The origin.
Yeah. I say we get those nuggets over here, Mo, and I say you just put it to an end. I say you put it to bed right now. I say you put an end to the story.
I got an idea. We'll do a Friday show.
Oh, look at this guy.
A Friday fun show.
Taking another day. Unbelievable, this guy over here.
And we'll have Crick on the show.
Yeah, but you don't know about Crick. You don't know what's going on.
I think he's the real contender here.
He could be hanging out on a parachute right now. And Will knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Will does.
Will knows what he could be hanging off a carabiner right now. Will knows what I'm talking about.
Very adventurous.
You might not know what I'm talking about. He knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Will's a vet here.
He might be on a pontoon boat, far as I can tell. Far as I know. Or he might be portaging. And you know about that as well, Mo.
Yeah, he does. He does love to go portaging.
So who knows? We can't speculate. We can only speak for ourselves here. There's nothing between you and these nuggets.
Right.
You can't.
Well,
he could be snorkeling.
He could be snorkeling right now. He could be. But
shout out Logan.
He is scheduled to come in tomorrow. So I think it's a pretty safe bet.
What you mean scheduled? Who's got a schedule around here?
I do.
Will doesn't.
No, he does. He just doesn't tell you about it.
All right. Well. It's a real we're in a pretty dire situation over here with this show. This show is on the fritz right now.
No, I'll make it up tomorrow. And somebody else will be eating the nuggets.
I don't know about all that. Apple is planning a 15-inch MacBook Air for 2023 and a new 12-inch laptop. They don't have enough laptops for you.
Right.
47 different phones and 52 options for laptops, iPads, and a billion ways to get things done. Because it's the only way we get things done in 2022. And I don't know that we're lacking options, but they're selling these things.
Yeah.
People like them. They might love them. Notice in the chat has trust issues now because of the nugget situation.
Oh, no.
Can't even move past it. You're doing psychological damage to people at this point. Now, I hope you understand the magnitude of the situation. Will wants to say something. Go ahead, Will.
We're both on the hook here.
Oh.
Like you guys. You two. It's not just Mo.
You say we're both.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That implies you yourself. What are you on the
hook
for?
I guess we are all.
I have trust issues now.
Bronco Model 3.
Oh, yeah. Bronco. He brought the Bronco into the mix. Already, 45 seconds into the show.
We haven't even started the show.
45 seconds into the show, he brought it in already.
Yeah, we owe the community.
Mm. We do.
Mm. Yeah. I don't care. Yeah, give me the more choice. Why not? Right now, I think that the new Air they just announced is going to be a great choice for the vast majority of people. But if you want a bigger screen, but you want thin and light, and you don't need this extraordinary. If you don't need that extraordinary power associated with the Pro model chips that Apple's putting out, but you just want a bigger screen, I can think of people that would be perfect for. I can imagine them.
Would it have to get a little thicker because of like bigger screen and bigger battery?
I don't know if it does or not. These things are fairly power efficient at this point. Mm-hmm. Plus, they can make these batteries thin. It'll extend larger because of the footprint without necessarily needing to be fatter.
I see. Right.
Talking about surface area here. Shout out Laterverse.
Man, I'm a big fan of the matching colored
case. You know, something happened with this Midnight thing, by the way, where somebody zoomed right in on one of the ports and they saw that the color was already chipping off.
Oh.
No, go ahead, Mo.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
Go ahead.
That's the Midnight one that I was looking forward to. However, Marquez was reviewing it's like hands-on whatever, and he was saying that it's a fingerprint magnet, the matte black one.
Yeah.
Or Midnight, whatever they're calling it.
What if it's a chip magnet as well?
Well, that's a huge problem.
What if it's a scratch magnet as well?
No, this none of this is any good.
Go ahead, Mo.
Yeah, it's no good.
You're out? You just switched the color?
No, I don't know if I'm out. This is just a rumor, right? I still really like the black.
No, no. It's not a rumor. There's evidence.
This is for sure happened?
By the way, Apple has done these kind of colors before. And maybe not the most durable. I don't know. I said durable. Really? I just said the first part of it.
Right. Right. You just stopped.
I had other words to get to.
Okay, well, I really hope this is not the case.
Yeah.
Do you think they would replace it if it did?
I mean, at a certain point, probably, if it became a big enough issue.
Right, okay.
Many people affected and so forth. But it's just cool and new, so I got to give it a crack.
No, me too.
Yeah. I got to give it a 1-2.
Mm-hmm.
I got to give it a left-right. I got to give it an up-down. So... but anyway, maybe a 15-inch is going to be a better deal for some people. Thin and light. Stupid thin. However, bigger screen. And then this 12-inch is like the ultra-portable masterpiece. They go ahead and make that. Maybe they get it down to 2 pounds. I don't know. They're at, what, 2.7 right now on the 13.6 or whatever that new thing is. Measuring... away from the notch. Stay away from that notch. The measurements are going, dee, 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 dee. Whoa! Let's go this way. Dodge the notch on the... it's a ruler, but it has a...
Just a
has
little,
a notch on it?
Yeah. Like a roundabout?
It might. Yeah. Apple's doing well. Look at the little chart. Look at the little graph. 9% of the market. PC push. Dell's up there, in there. HP, Lenovo, and others.
Hmm.
Now you gotta remember, Apple doesn't sell like a super cheap personal computer, whereas other brands do. Apple, right. You want to play ball, you want to come to Apple's party, you pay. You see, you pay. You see, you buy. You break, you buy.
I'm really surprised how Apple's only 9%. It's under 10%.
No. Mm. It's good.
Do you think it's because like HP makes deals with like large businesses and Dell makes deals with large businesses?
It's cost, dude. It's cost.
It's just straight up just cost.
Not everybody, business, institution, so forth, school, education, not everybody's going to be buying a $1,000 laptop for everything. In a lot of cases, you don't need it. Yeah. It's a luxury, some might say. I know for you don't care, but... You have how many of these things and ultra this and that and my name is Mo and this and that.
My name is Mo.
Mo Ultra.
Yes. I mean, I don't need to tell you, but it's a big world out there, Mo. A lot of people doing a lot of things.
No, this is very interesting. I didn't know.
A lot of people doing a lot of things. I got to let you know.
And only 9% on a Mac.
Will, you're in a good mood
what's
today.
What's happening?
You're in a good mood today.
You're in a good mood today.
You're in a great... I never saw you smile this much at this point in the show. Usually this point in the show, you're just clickety-clacking.
Well, it's a nervous kind of laugh.
This is you.
I don't know what you're doing.
It's a nervous laugh, he says.
Well, you don't want to know something. Well, you want to know...
Yeah. But hey, you know,
Let me give you all types of comfort. Let me give you all types of comfort right now. You said to me moments ago... that you don't know what I'm doing. Well, here's some comfort for you. I don't know what I'm doing.
Did you see that coming, Will?
Yeehaw!
Yeah. Well, who really knows?
Yeah.
In life, you know?
Easy, Will. Getting carried away over there. Will's like, yeah, let's lean into this. He goes, zooms all the way out. And the people are like, geez, Will.
Yeah.
It's a bit serious. Who really knows in life?
Yeah.
15-inch model. That's what we know. Apple's going to make one. 2023. So they say. Well, Gurman says it. Bloomberg says it. I don't even know if it's Gurman. Shout out Daniel. Shout out Brevin. Brevin says, you tell me to buy, I buy. You tell me to sell, I sell. Right. You tell me to go ahead, I go ahead. You show me enough times, I also buy. I see it, I buy it.
A nice little rhyme.
Well, this, I mean, obviously this individual has invested the correct amount of time in the Lou Later education system.
Education.
Twelve-inch MacBook hasn't been around for a while, but I was a little bit of a fan of the previous version, which was super duper portable. It was underpowered, however. I tried to do stuff on it. I tried to make a beat here and there on that on that thing when it existed. Look how the keyboard extends right to the edges, but it was underpowered compared to the other options. It had a tiny little power brick as well. It's about time they come back to it now that they've made so much progress. As far as their own chips are concerned, they can figure this one out. Mm-hmm. Tremendous battery life on the tray table. You're on the airplane. Mm-hmm. You're on the airplane. You know where you're going?
No. What do you mean?
On the airplane.
Yeah, I'm on the airplane.
Do you know where you're going?
No, I don't know where I'm going. What do you mean? I don't know where I'm going. You put me on a plane.
Listen, if you're going to board an airplane, you best know where you're going.
Yes, but I'm not bored. I'm so confused here.
My advice to you is don't get on an airplane if you don't know where you're going.
Okay.
That's my advice to everybody.
That was like sincere advice after the most confusing interaction.
Yeah. Well, okay. Next up, we had these pictures. We had these pictures posted from Sawyer Merritt. He has the stock going up line in his bio, like, or actually right in his name, as well as the rocket ship. So he's your type.
To the moon. Well,
like when you're on the dating apps, that's your type.
What? Okay. Oh man. Whew. You are in a mood today. Will was right. He was nervous earlier, apparently for good reason.
Who was nervous?
Will.
No, he's not nervous. Don't let him convince you of that. Shout out Chris. So he posts these photos. I guess they haven't been seen before. They were on a Facebook group, and it's up close and personal with the Cybertruck. And
what? It sounds negative.
It doesn't have to be negative.
Okay.
These are photos of a like a closer to production model, and you can start to envision this possibly, I guess, being on the street. Mm-hmm. And it's starting to look different than, for me, quite a bit different than what was shown off originally. And I get it. I knew that was going to happen. But it's not looking better. It's looking worse. And there's something about... Go ahead, Will. Go ahead. Are you going to tell me it's looking better or worse?
It's definitely looking worse.
It's something about taking this really ambitious design and then having to meet the criteria of highway traffic and safety. Mm-hmm. And once you put the mirrors and the wipers and
the wheels
and tires don't seem right. And the fenders around them, everything seems glued on. It seems like my art project when I'm 12. And this on the other hand, looks science fiction.
This looks really cool, but yeah, you're right. The real image, the real life.
That's what I ordered, Mo. Mm-hmm. When I gave them $500 or whatever it was, now this looks like a Ford F-150 with a body kit. It's starting to look like that. And then if you look even more closely, you can see, like, I don't know if people are ready, if consumers are ready for this jagged stainless steel, because when you look at it up close, and I know even a guy like Will, right? Mm-hmm. A guy like Will, he's going to obsess over this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. He's going to spend a fortune on this, and then he's going to go look at all the gaps. And
ooh,
he's gonna,
I'm buying this?
No, I'm just saying a guy like you with a certain type of taste.
Okay, sure.
Like you go and you buy like a fine cheese or something like that. Mm. And it costs a ton of money, and then you chase it down a hill.
Chase it? The great annual cheese roll?
There you go, Will.
Yeah.
Shout out Patches. So you start to look at it up close. You see the discrepancy in the stainless steel, which doesn't show up in the original photos. Obviously, Photoshop. This is like more Regal Life of what it's going to be like to live with it. And we knew it. We knew it. I got an order. Don't worry. I'll boot around town. But you see everything. It's so reflective. Like you see all the warping in the body panels down the side.
Yeah.
All the smudges. Go to the one that shows the hood. The pit photo that shows the hood, there. I mean, you see all, every...
You're talking about the split,
streak.
Right?
No, I'm talking about the actual hood. You see all the streaks and...
Of the machinery, almost, it looks like.
Is it ever going to look good once you own it? Or do you just embrace this kind of reality that your car is kind of more living, breathing, showcasing smudges? And then, if of course, I zoomed in. Give me a plus on that. Zoom in a little bit on the gap there. Like, look how sharp that piece of metal is. Go up.
Up.
Right where the hood, yeah. Like,
it's like wider up top and thinner near the bottom. So it kind of like tapers into more of a point.
Is that intentional? It looks too lifted near the glass.
Maybe it is.
It doesn't look integrated.
No, you're right. It doesn't.
Yeah, it almost feels like this little dot here. It's like... The sheet metal got folded in, but what about the rain, the elements?
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
I am so curious about this thing being in the world and the forums and the Tesla fans and the investors like Mo and myself as a buyer who likes trucks and uses trucks all the time.
Are you worried?
I mean, I don't know that I would use the term worried. Because ultimately, I think, like, Tesla does cool things, and it's an ambitious decision, and I applaud that regardless. Like, that makes life exciting for me. But I guess it's just a bit unfortunate that it's impossible to deliver something closer to the concept. And unfortunately, in reality, even our, like, implementing our best ideas, we realize that the implementation is the hard part. Mm-hmm. Actually making, and Elon has said this on a number of occasions, look, making it is the hard part.
Yeah.
Yeah, and abiding by regulation, like having the, you know, side mirrors and not having the cool wheel caps.
I actually feel like the ratios of the thing have changed. It like seems more narrow when you see it from the side. Like the entire shape has changed on this photo. Like, I don't think there was a single render that looked really like that. It's almost like the dimension. It used to be fatter by the looks of it. But of course, it probably couldn't get into a single garage door. And you see how the tire extends to the edge of the fender flare there? See that? That's like what you see on a lot of off-road style trucks. And then you go to the other image they have, and there's so much space in there. I don't know. I mean, it's like I'm getting carried away and I'm nitpicking. And I'm not the one making it. I have tremendous appreciation for anybody trying to make this thing. This is one of the most ambitious projects of all time, period. Mm-hmm. So it's not even about that. It's just more getting a closer look at the challenges of doing something like this that's so different. And then me wondering how people will embrace it. Or not. And yeah, what the consumer reaction will be when it's in the world. Like, this thing's going to get handed over to the likes of the Motor Trends and such. And I'll have it here in the studio. And it's going to be an inspection of sorts. An inspection unlike any other, because it is so ambitious and different. And inherently, as a human, you're going to snoop around and sniff around a little differently when something is so new and different.
You're going to smell the sheet metal.
You might do something like that.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I think that there's a long way to actually make it, you know, the best that it can look, which is the render. We all thought that it was going to look like this.
But it wasn't even a render, Will, because they put that thing on stage. It looked like that on stage in real life.
Mm-hmm.
It was beyond a render. They had a prototype, and now it doesn't. It kind of, it looks like a budget. It looks like a budget version.
DIY.
Yeah, it looks like
dare
a
I say.
It looks like a DIY version of what they showed off on stage.
Yeah, I mean, there's still a couple months, maybe another year.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's not there yet. Even the steel, and I don't know if there's editing and filters and stuff, but the steel, and I mean, steel is steel. But man, the way they showed it off previously, shout out Jeffrey, shout out Legend, shout out Ray. Jeffrey says it's a prototype. They're not going for a super polished look. Judging it as a finished product is unfair at this point. Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. But that's the way it goes with these things, isn't it? Leaks, mm-hmm. images, investors like Mo that are trying to gauge
well, yeah,
what's going to happen with the company. Like, this is the world we're living in.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible to avoid. But it isn't... I'm not condemning the thing by any means. But like, am I crazy? That looks better. Is it just the wheels and the tires, or is it also the metal work?
It doesn't look as shiny or reflective.
But it's indoors.
Yeah.
Controlled lighting environment. I don't know.
Looks like maybe some airbrush. Dirty it up a bit so it's like evened out.
Go from this back to the other photos that we were just examining.
Quit laughing.
No, I'm just...
It's also reflective.
Maybe it's just the wheels. Maybe we need to change these wheels.
There's definitely going to be after.
Go back to the profile photo. Never mind this photo. This photo has a filter on it. This photo right here. Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, listen. It's possible we're being too critical here, and it's possible these are just bad photos, bad angles. Maybe this is flattening the image because it's such a zoom. There's so many factors here. If we got to wait to see it in real life, and we got to wait to see what a finished product looks like.
Mm-hmm.
It's still one of the most ambitious. I'm still super excited for it. Like, it doesn't change that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, as we get closer to this thing, you start to realize some of the realities of mass producing things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tough business. That's all.
All right.
You have another Cybertruck follow-up. You want to tell me about this one?
There were some spy shots about the interior, actually. And we never really got a good look at the interior. Maybe just renders, but... it kind of shows off, you know, what it looks like on the inside.
Looks like a lot of other Teslas. Dude.
Oh, no.
He's the guy.
Honk.
Sawyer's the guy.
Yeah.
It's Mo's type.
Because of the stock and rocket.
I mean, I like that center console. Lots of storage over there. I mean, it looks like a Model S, Model 3. Very, very similar. Again,
this adjustments on the side.
This area has changed quite a bit from the original event 20 years ago where they first showed it off. But this is what I would expect it to look. Although the center section there, the carpeted center section.
Oh, worst. No, don't do that.
Because of the carpet.
Yeah.
I mean, that can't be final.
I hope not.
I hope
it
not.
It just looks like a box. It looks like, you know, when you go and get a subwoofer built?
Like a black box.
That looks like a subwoofer.
They line it with the fabric.
Yeah, maybe that is a subwoofer. Do they have any backseat? Well, obviously, there's a lot of wires going on in the
yoke. The dash is, it follows the same design as with the truck itself, like sharp edges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a gauge cluster.
You can see the shared parts, though, like the display and the yoke.
Mm-hmm. What's the other image he's trying to show? What is he trying to show here?
The glass?
The angled construction.
Is it the side mirror?
Maybe.
I don't know.
He zoomed. Oh, maybe it's that. Is that a 12-volt plug?
I would think it would be a speaker.
Oh, maybe it's a speaker.
In that location.
Kind of tiny, actually.
I mean, maybe it's not perfectly installed. Mm-hmm. Like, is it a bit twisted? It's a prototype!
Obviously, yeah. But this is...
It's a prototype!
This is kind of part of the fun, no?
The gauge cluster can be seen on the left. Very interesting. Small window around the A-pillar. Oh, okay. He's pointing at the window there.
Right.
That tiny so little window.
Tiny little...
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Everything's angled in there, too. I don't mind the aesthetic. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I don't mind it. It's pretty simple.
The sharp corners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does your plaid have seat adjustments on the side of the seat?
I think so.
Okay.
That seat does look different, though. It looks a little bit different.
In what sense?
I don't know. Is it? It's higher off the ground.
It's definitely higher off the ground.
Yeah, for it's sure. Higher off the ground. Shout out, Luis.
And are your pedals like that? I don't think so, right?
This could all change.
Of course.
Take it for what it's worth. That box under the display is the biggest concern at the moment. Yeah. I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah.
We are still definitely in prototype stages, which goes to show you that we're not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a while longer. So I'm going to have to get a different truck in the meantime. Yeah. Twitter is set to comply with Elon Musk's demand for data on fake accounts.
Oh, wow.
Network ready to provide stream of daily data after world's richest man threatened to pull out of the $44 billion purchase if Twitter refused. Obviously, this comes after... the stock price and, well, I guess the market in general took a bit of a dive.
Did it?
Well, I mean, from his original offer?
Oh, from his original offer. Sorry.
Yeah, it's been a downward trend.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
Well, it was $54.20.
Mm-hmm.
And what are we at today? Will there ever be another $54.20 offer?
It's $39. If he gives them the data and it turns out they're correct, that there is only 5% bots,
mm-hmm.
he then no longer has, I guess, any leverage to negotiate the price anymore, right?
Well, you know the way he's going to scrape over that data with a fine-tooth comb. He'll find something as a home inspection. He'll find something.
But I'm saying, what if he finds what they're saying? They're like, we searched, it was 5%. He does his detailed search.
I hear you, but when did they do the home inspection? I'll find anything.
Right.
And maybe that's like that, but then something else he doesn't like. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The fact of the matter is, I think the offer's looking pretty decent at the moment. And they're like, what do you need?
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. It's on.
All of a sudden, you got the board and you got the big investors. They're like, remember that 5420? We don't want that with a walk right now.
Uh-huh.
And I guess it could. It's a risk. And then also at the same time, like you said, if the data, if there's anything favorable about the data and it becomes public information, it's good for Twitter. Great.
Right.
Great.
Yeah.
Bobby says, forever Willy Bronco 60-40. 60-40 split. People, you don't understand the hope you gave people. On the 60-40. That's all they wanted. They didn't want 100 to 0. They didn't want 90-10. They weren't asking for 80-20. They weren't asking for 70-30. You gave them a 60-40. It's all they wanted. They're reasonable people.
Yeah.
The community is reasonable. Good for you. Social media company will provide the world's richest man with access to a stream of data comprising more than 500 million tweets posted every day, according to Washington Post. A number of companies already pay for access to the data, which includes a real-time record of tweets, the devices users tweet from, and information about the accounts that tweet post reported. A number of companies already pay for access to this data. Do we pay for access to that? The New York Times also reported that Twitter would let Musk view its fire hose of daily traffic in response to legal threats that the deal would be in jeopardy. Otherwise, Musk warned Twitter on Monday that he might walk away from his $44 billion deal to acquire the company if it fails to provide the data on spam and fake accounts that he seeks. Multi-billionaire has expressed doubts over Twitter's claim that fake and spam accounts represent less than 5% of his 229 million strong user base. I mean, They said declining to present the information was a material breach of the deal agreement, which would allow Musk to walk away without paying the $1 billion breakup fee written into the deal. Twitter shares rose in the afternoon following these reports.
$1 billion.
I guess they'll get to the bottom of it.
Their use of the word fire hose data makes me think that they're going to just bury Elon in information.
You can't bury him. He's got people.
Right. He'll find a way out.
He's got people. He'll be all right, but fire hose is a terrifying way of thinking of social media.
Right. We're going to fire hose you all the information.
But also the fact that they have one.
What?
Elon Musk's Twitter deal is backed by a secretive, little-known Dubai-based investment firm whose founder was once dubbed a human supercomputer. Send it to that guy.
Send
it to the human supercomputer. Elon Musk's Twitter deal has received $700 million in backing from little-known Vi Capital. The Dubai-based firm was founded by Alexander Tamas, who has previously backed Musk's SpaceX, Boring, and Neuralink. I feel like you got some friends when you're Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you pick up the phone every so often when you're Elon Musk.
It's like, hey, supercomputer, help me out.
You could even call Mo, look for some advice.
Oh, yeah.
Tomas's Twitter account linked an April 21st Musk tweet that called for Twitter to authenticate all real humans. High-profile backing from big names like Sequoia Capital, Larry Ellison, but another backer, a little-known Dubai-based investment firm, according to a Bloomberg report. Not a lot of information on Vi Capital. No contact info. And they provided $5 billion in assets and committed $700 million to the Twitter bid. Oh, they have $5 billion in assets. But who are you? No contact info? No email address? You're worth a cool $5 billies? You send $700 million? What do you say about that, Mo? Go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry, I missed out on this part of the story.
Yeah.
Not a lot of information about Alexander Tomas.
What are you trying to say, Will? When you give me these headlines like this, what are you trying to get at?
Well, I just want to know who's helping him out with the Twitter deal. Who's giving him this money and trusting him with...
I know, but who are you saying this guy's tied to? What are you trying to get at here?
The mob. No.
Easy, Will. Little is known about Vice founder Alexander Tomas, who once worked with Russian-Israeli billionaire Yuri Milner and has been described by top venture capitalist Ben Horowitz and Mark Anderson as Milner's human supercomputer. He also once worked at Goldman Sachs and was a founding member of Arma Partners. Tomas previously invested in Musk's other companies, SpaceX, Boring, and Neuralink. Oof, that's a real pal.
Mm-hmm.
Some of Vi Capital's public assets have included holdings in Shopify, Activision, Blizzard, Bloomberg reports.
It just seems like this guy's in the shadows. It's interesting.
See, a human supercomputer in the shadows.
Uh-huh. Is he the one calling the shots?
Is he
the one telling Elon to buy Twitter?
That's right. Yeah. He's the puppet master.
Mm-hmm.
Next, Elon, you will do the Twitter deal. He doesn't speak that way. First, we do SpaceX, followed by Neuralink. Lastly,
who's that?
We purchase Twitter. Are you dying, sir? No! I am fine.
All right. Carry on.
Shout out, Ellie. Or Eli. U.S. authorities have expanded the investigation into Tesla's autopilot system after a dozen collisions at crash scenes involving first responder vehicles. The latest sign that regulators are stepping up scrutiny of the automated driving features. The probe, initially announced by National Highway Traffic Safety Administration in August, was widened to cover an estimated 830,000 Tesla Model Y, X, S, and 3 vehicles from the 2014 model year onward. The regulator, which has power to deem cars defective and order recalls, said the vehicles now under investigation have been involved in 14 crashes that resulted in 15 injuries and 1 fatality. The probe was also converted from a preliminary investigation to an engineering analysis, according to documents posed Thursday on NHTSA's website. The agency says the move will allow it to extend the existing crash analysis and take other steps to determine the extent to which Tesla's technology may exacerbate human factors or behavioral safety risks by undermining the effectiveness of the driver's supervision. I was listening once to a podcast about a car that had an issue catching fire, and it was a very interesting and inside look into how the NHTSA would look at a car post-collision involving injuries or worst-case scenario fatalities, and they would say, hey, is there anything about this car that is deficient that where if this person were in another car where things may have gone differently? The with traditional vehicles, it would be around design. Where is the fuel tank? Is there enough of a crush zone to limit the impact and airbags and things like this? In Tesla's case, you can see the suggestion here is that possibly when people are fully entrusting an automated system and just having their hand resting there, that maybe they are not in their best position to respond quickly to something going awry. Now, the difficult part about this analysis would be, well, are people even that good at that anyways? And are automated systems already responsible for saving all kinds of people from all kinds of collisions? Okay, that's possible too. But this investigation, I mean, these types of investigations, this is going to be an ongoing thing. Part of the probe launched in February into the so-called phantom braking phenomenon. No crashes or injuries stemming from the braking issue have been reported. It's going to be ongoing, man. As Tesla becomes such a ubiquitous technology in the world, but also it's going to just be a much bigger sample size.
Also, the term autopilot and self-driving, I think that is might be a dangerous term.
Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah,
it's like over-promising.
Well, it is and it isn't. I mean, it
definitely gets people's attention.
No, I mean, yes, but actually, the systems are not the way it's. I don't have full self-driving beta, but the way it's implemented now, at least the last time I drive, is really not all that different than the lane keeping / adaptive cruise control / whatever every automaker wants to call it. It's not super far beyond that. Yes, it can switch lanes. It does turn on its own, but it's constantly prompting you to touch the steering wheel. And it's really just in that way, it's not all that different. The capabilities are beyond that, obviously, mm-hmm. but they have to be unlocked for most of us. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure in these cases, they weren't unlocked for this particular analysis, though those people would be using it in a similar fashion. Now, one of the concerning things at one point in time was people figuring out ways to defeat the human recognition systems. Like, is there a person there? And I remember the vehicle was asking me to opt into driver camera tracking, like looking at me, like right. Are my eyes open, mm-hmm. things like this. Because I remember defeat devices used to exist that people were using to hang off the steering wheel so that the weight was there and then they could, you see, look, you remember the clips, people fully falling asleep.
I remember.
Seems a bit much. Mm-hmm. Remember the viral guy? He was always in the backseat. Multiple times he got the car taken away and he's in the backseat again. Yeah. And he goes, I don't care.
Keeps doing that.
What was he? He was saying he's like a millionaire and it doesn't matter. He'll just buy another one. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. It was weird.
Yeah.
We have an update in the chat on the Arby's Wagyu burger. It's an average burger. Mouth chew is a slight step up from fast food, though. 8 out of 10 would order again. Shout out, William.
Okay. Mouth chew.
Anyway, it's going to be as Tesla continues to fill
make cars.
Yeah, as it continues to fill the market, as it continues to increase in the number of vehicles on the road at any given moment, so will the scrutiny. No surprise.
You know what's crazy, though? They can actually turn it off if they need to. It's based on software, right?
Yeah, like they got rid of rolling stop, and sure they could, but that a lot of people paid for it, and then what? Then you could have lawsuits. And
it's a whole other thing.
It's a whole thing to it, man.
Yeah.
Xbox's continued cloud climb, Samsung TVs, more nations, games outside of Game Pass, plus Microsoft confirms a new initiative to offer more free game demos on Xboxes. So I'm playing Xbox right on the TV with no console, Will?
Yes, that's correct.
That's all right. That's pretty cool. Ahead of its annual summer new games presentation, I think it's on Sunday, Microsoft's team at Xbox pre-briefed members of the press with announcements that don't revolve around gameplay-filled reveal trailers. We thus picked through a 45-minute presentation. Thank you very much, Ars Technica. After installing the Xbox app, a compatible Samsung TV will enable Bluetooth device pairing and present step-by-step instructions for wirelessly connecting an official Xbox wireless controller, a Bluetooth-compatible PlayStation controller, both DualShock 4 and DualSense, Amazon's Luna controller, and other generic Bluetooth controllers with at least one controller paired. Users will then gain access to the same streamed games interface used by Xbox Game Pass Ultimate subscribers, which is currently available on Chrome and Edge web browsers and all Xbox consoles from the base Xbox One generation upwards. So no need for external hardware. Obviously, you're just doing Game Pass, so you're streaming. So there's benefits, but there's also drawbacks to that. You've got to have a nice connection. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how the latency is going with that at the moment. I haven't goofed around with it in a while. The service's international reach also expands starting today. Microsoft confirmed Xbox Cloud Gaming servers activated in Argentina and New Zealand, bringing the service's supported country count to 28. I mean, it does feel like the future of gaming.
It does, doesn't it?
It's just right there. It's streaming based, just like it is for video. All the video that at one time we
would have to download, install, you know.
Eventually.
And it's subscription.
Eventually. So
you just play it.
Absolutely. I mean, it's easy to understand why that would be ideal.
It's just a lag.
It's still some technical limitations there for a lot of people, but you got to start somewhere. And this is a pretty cool way. It's from right in your TV. Let's go for it. Just pair your controller.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
You want to take a break?
Oh, now we take a break. We'll be right back. Today's sponsor, Manscaped, the best in men's grooming. They got all kinds of products so that you can step up your man game. You can increase your manhood. These are my words. It's not in the official script over here. And enhance your man. Starts to sound like some other type of ad here. Well, take it easy over there. No, instead, what you're going to do here is you're going to get the Performance Package 4.0, which includes the world-famous Lawnmower 4.0, which is a skin-safe electric trimmer. Has a really cool recharge base. It looks like a stealth bomber, which is what you would want in your electric trimmer. It should look like that. And it has these ceramic blades. That's the skin-safe element. So it's not going to chew up your skin. You do not want your skin chewed in most circumstances. And those blades are also replaceable. It happens to be waterproof. You can use it in the shower. It's got an LED light. Like, they put the tech in the lawnmower. But in a Performance Package 4.0, you get a bunch of other things too, including the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, anti-chafing ball deodorant, ball spray toner, disposable shaving mats. You can shave anywhere on your body, Will. Anywhere. You understand that? It's completely up to you. It's Manscaped. Check it out.
Manscaped is designed with fathers in mind, and the Performance Package 4.0 is here just in time for your pop special day. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code LULATER at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code LULATER. Shake what your mama gave you. Nah, shake what your daddy gave you. Check out Manscaped.
Also sponsored by HelloFresh, it is time to save yourself from stress. Did you know stress kills? Well, did you know that? Yeah, get rid of it. You take that stress, you kick it square in the butt, and you get yourself HelloFresh, and you get yourself a nice meal, because then you don't feel stressed anymore. You get that nice relaxing feeling after you eat something like Turkish spiced beef or traditional spaghetti bolognese. It could be chicken ranch wraps. It's completely up to you. But look at these meals. You can't even show Mo these meals right now because the man's hungry and I know it. But the beauty of this is you're getting it ready in 30 minutes, 25 minutes. It'll tell you actually what you're in for when you go ahead and add it to your order. It shows up at your front door. Anybody can do it. Anybody can nail it. I promise you that because I've nailed it myself. The level of complexity is up to you, the amount of time you have on your hands. Obviously, the ingredients and the different dishes and everything comes ready to go. You cannot screw it up. You can do it. You can make it. And you can feel better about it in the long run. That's HelloFresh.
HelloFresh delivers fresh, quality produce from the farm to your door in less than a week, so you can savor summer flavors right from home. Last week, I wanted to try something a little bit heartier, so I went with a quick Irish-style stew. Chop up the ingredients and everything ends up in one pot. Super simple, very easy to clean up. And now they have 30 new dinner recipes to choose from every single week. That's the most choices of any meal kit. Go to HelloFresh.com/LouLater16 and use the code LouLater16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/LouLater16 and use the code LouLater16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Thank you to HelloFresh.
Ooh, look at that. How about that for staying competitive, changing media landscape? Netflix rumored to acquire Roku.
Mm-hmm.
You heard about this?
Yeah, this is very interesting.
Is that right?
Is that real?
I don't know if it's real.
Yeah, look at this. Look at this URL that Will's on.
Yeah.
Watch innz.co.nz. Will gets carried away sometimes. Talk is heating up about an acquisition by Netflix.
Okay, so it is real.
Come on now. You could at least put Business Insider or something up so we don't have to... feel so weird about it and wonder. I mean, no offense. No offense to anybody.
Right.
Because it's just...
Well, they're offended.
Well, it's possible we just don't know, right? Like, is that not a possibility? How can we know everything and every website?
Mm-hmm.
I can't know them all. So many out there. Shout out, Brevin. Netflix rumored to acquire Roku. Look at the size of that text down there. Lovely. Roku has a growing advertising business, something Netflix is looking to get into.
Mm-hmm.
Roku started as a product inside Netflix. I didn't know that. It was spun out more than a decade ago. I didn't know that.
I didn't know any of this.
Shout out, William. A deal makes sense, some insiders say. Others question Netflix's desire for a hardware company. Employees at Roku have been discussing the possibility of a Netflix acquisition in recent weeks, according to people familiar with the matter. The chatter comes as Roku's stock has dropped 80% since late July.
Hmm.
80% on weaker demand for video streaming and lower set-top box sales. Well, imagine all of the smart TVs have all the Roku features in there, including possibly even a Roku app. The business model is a little bit.
Yeah.
So. From that standpoint. And I don't know that they want to get into the big business of creating content exclusive to their platform.
Neither do I.
That's a nutty business to get into. Even Netflix has difficulty with that, dealing with Disney and the others.
Mm-hmm.
Roku competes with Apple, Amazon, Google, and Samsung in a market for streaming devices. And some of those industry titans are battling with the smaller companies for lucrative video ad dollars. The collapse in Roku's stock made it hard to compete with its larger tech rivals on pay in a tight labor market. The result has been a staggering increase in equity grants to employees, leaving Roku well underwater on stock-based compensation. Ran out of liquid, gave equity to the employees. Yikes. Roku has been seen as an acquisition target before, including last year when, according to the Wall Street Journal, Comcast CEO Brian Roberts considered purchasing the company. In recent weeks, the possibility of a Netflix acquisition has become the focus of internal chatter at Roku. That's when Roku abruptly closed the trading window for all employees, prohibiting them from selling any of their vested stock at a time when they should normally be able to do so, according to two of the people familiar with the matter. Netflix wants ads and Roku has them. So I guess Roku has worked out some different ad deals. There's your guy, Reed Hastings. Maybe some of those deals could be worthwhile. I don't know. Some ad tech in there. And Netflix has been thinking about a lower tier subscription that would be ad supported.
Or to just diversify it. Like they can keep Netflix the way it is and they have this other company, Roku, that's ad driven.
Right.
So they wouldn't necessarily.
You don't think it would fold into one another?
No, it might. I'm a little suspect about this though, because it all seems like just Roku saying this. Like Netflix hasn't said anything.
No, but that's just a rumor at this point. Right. Netflix wouldn't say anything about this.
Really? They wouldn't say we're interested or...
I don't think, not publicly.
No, okay.
Netflix is looking to introduce advertising to its service for the first time as it faces increased competition and subscriber losses. Roku has built a robust video advertising platform that generated $647 million in first quarter revenue. Wow. That's 7 times the sales brought in by Roku's hardware business. Advertising is a bigger part of Roku's business at the moment by a lot, which is interesting. So what are they, how are they doing this? Are they licensing content and selling ads when I watch it? Are they doing a Hulu on me?
I think it might be a
Hulu. I haven't goofed with Roku in a long, long time.
No, neither have I.
But either way, this could be a fast track into figuring out something about the advertising business. $650 million ain't nothing in a quarter. From ads?
Yeah.
And maybe hardware. Something to do with hardware. A streaming device for Netflix.
Well, they were just saying that the hardware business is trash. Seven times less than the ad business. Because the smart TV thing doesn't leave a lot of room for the box anymore.
No, it doesn't. Right. So
even Apple put out the Apple TV app, which unless they can... Like, you can get the Apple TV app on LG and Samsung TVs. So even if you wanted all those subscription services or you had a big inventory of content that you already purchased from Apple, you don't even need the hardware from them.
No.
And I don't know what they're going to do to make futuristic, compelling hardware, but Apple, imagine a company like Apple, there were rumors forever they were going to do a TV, and then they were like, no.
Right.
It's all because it's all there.
Yeah.
So they wanted to go more services. Mm-hmm. They haven't done advertising. And maybe Netflix is saying, okay, maybe we fit between. Maybe we fit in between something like Apple and YouTube. Maybe we're right there in the middle. And we have both premium content and ad version.
Right, yeah.
It kind of reminds me of Amazon Prime.
Ooh, in what sense?
They have ads as well.
Oh, right.
Within their premium service.
Yeah. Amazon's got it.
Yeah. Amazon and Hulu. Hulu has multiple tiers. And I guess you could even say that YouTube has multiple tiers because you can pay to turn off advertising. So it's kind of, it's a different way of looking at it. Yeah. But imagine everybody gets Netflix with advertising, or you can pay more and get rid of advertising. It just depends on the way you want to look at it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think we're looking at it in reverse since Netflix has always been paid without advertising, but...
Yeah. I think this would be, because Netflix is all like, their whole thing is they don't want ads on their platform, right? That was the appealing thing of Netflix in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So well, this Netflix would be a clever way to diversify their income, like have ad-driven business coming through Roku, but as its own entity. Do you think that could happen?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you suggested previously. It's possible. But the rumor has been around Netflix itself introducing ads.
Yeah, I just because find that hard to believe.
Well, because of loss of subscribers.
Yeah.
People are saying it's too expensive. What they've been doing is charging more money and laying people off or whatever else. Mm-hmm. Well, can you just keep charging more money?
No.
No.
There's a certain number.
Yeah, and particularly now that it's gone so global and you have different... economics in different places.
Right, different markets.
If you want to be global, having an ad-subsidized product opens you up to bring so many customers in that may at some point become a paying customer.
Right.
Look at the...
Foot in the door.
Look at the freemium video game model that just, like, demolished everything.
Mm-hmm.
You play the game for free.
Yeah.
Do you?
No,
you buy
outfits and...
Do you? Shout out Mike. Yeah. So I think you're going to see ads inside of Netflix at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really see another way. Netflix started out as the movie store, but online, right? So there was never any reason. I mean, I've been a part of Netflix since they've been shipping DVDs to your house.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that. And then they just moved that online, and now it's a whole new media landscape,
right,
where it seems there's endless and unlimited content to consume. It's a different market that they exist in. Shout out Emmanuel.
They still have Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Apparently the fourth season's really good, according to Mo.
Yeah, I liked it. It was a lot of fun.
Shout out Emmanuel and shout out Puerto Rico. Last of Us remake officially revealed. Arriving in September, PS5, PC version on the way. Officially announced at Summer Game Fest after leaking. Will is a big Last of Us.
Big fan.
He keeps
Naughty Dog. Shout
every
out.
Time he's like, Lou, at least play that game. I'm like, you know, I can't be playing these games.
Yeah. However, you
it is very R rated.
Say again, Mo.
I said you've been getting pretty good. You've been putting in the work.
Yeah, but I never have a chance to play a game like that.
Not like this. This is very story based, right?
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's by the creators of Uncharted.
Yeah, okay. I used to love Uncharted, man.
This is R rated.
I was a big Uncharted
can't
guy.
Play with your kids.
Well, it doesn't matter. The fact is, just sitting down for a story game. I know this is. I sound like I'm complaining. Maybe I am. Maybe I wish that could happen every so often. But like, you're gonna put what 15 hours to this game?
Sure.
Something like that. Yeah. And you really want to be immersed in it, immersed in the world. So you don't want too much space between. Like, I find if you put it down for a week, you're not coming back. In my life.
Yeah. With a good story, you got to play it throughout.
You got to play it through. It's like kind of like a movie almost. Uh-huh. Imagine trying to watch a movie in pieces over the course of a week. Uh-huh. It's just like, no thanks. But I guess they do it with series and so forth. Either way, point being is, I wish I had an opportunity. At a certain point in my life, Will, I'll come back to the story-based video games. And I'll take a crack. I'll go back and do all The Last of Us. The long-rumored remake of The Last of Us has been leaked. It's officially referred to as Last of Us Part 1. Does that make it a prequel? The game features new enemy AI based on The Last of Us Part 2, 60 FPS performance, and new combat options. Wasn't it a huge fiasco with the last game? The Last of Us?
Yeah.
It was like some sort of developers and it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. But the games are good.
Every time it's a big game, it's a whole thing. Somebody's being harassed. Somebody's overworking.
Yeah.
It's so hard to make these big games, apparently. You know? Shout out Salty Badger and shout out The Dev Life. The listing calls the remake a total overhaul of the original experience, faithfully reproduced but incorporating modernized gameplay, improved controls, and expanded accessibility options. Plus, feel immersed with improved effects and enhanced exploration and combat. So you'll be playing this, Will.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be playing that. You'll be marching around. What is it, zombies?
Infected.
Yeah, it'll be infected. You'll be killing the infected, won't you?
Yeah.
That's what you need to do.
It's exciting.
On a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. I'll definitely
Mo play can it. Play it. Mo has no excuse.
No, I just don't like playing video games. Tell me watch a movie. I'll watch a movie.
No, that's not an excuse.
It is kind of like
what do you mean? I have no interest.
It's not an excuse.
I'll play it and then you
is
watch
my
it,
interest
Mo?
Not enough? In
that's right.
All right.
TikTok can now help stop your infinite scrolling. A new screen time dashboard will summarize your usage. Does anybody actually want that? Please don't tell me what just happened. You're 14 hours into this. TikTok is adding a series of new features that are designed to stop you from disappearing inside its infinite feed of addictive short-form videos. The service has announced a new tool will show a reminder after using the app for a prolonged user-defined period of time, adding a new safeguard to existing daily limits. Teenage users between the ages of 13 and 17 will be prompted to use the screen time limiting tool if they spend over 100 minutes in the app in a single day. What do you guys think? 100 minutes? Is that the healthy amount of TikTok per day?
Oof. Well, I guess they obviously can't put it too low.
100 minutes. Somebody, a Mike in the chat says, shout out to Feisty Mo because you got angry there.
When?
Moments ago.
Oh, where I was like, I have no
Let
interest.
Me have my own interests for once.
Right.
And the screaming and all that.
Yeah.
So, have you calmed down?
Mm-hmm. Good. I chilled out.
Thank goodness. That was terrifying. How much time should it be? 13 to 17 years old. 100 minutes per day? Is that what we're doing?
I guess so. Hey, man, better than more.
100 minutes is the sufficient amount. Do you guys watch TikTok? Is that going on?
Not anymore.
No.
But I still go on Instagram Reels a lot, so.
Which is basically TikTok? Which is TikTok. Watermarks, yeah, everywhere?
Yeah. No, actually.
No more watermarks because their AI can pick out the watermarks. And
I actually
it only
haven't seen one.
Because it's only promoting. They straight up said it.
Yeah.
We're going to bury it if you have that watermark.
You know what? Kind of good for them, to be honest. I think that's a good move.
Good for who?
For Instagram.
You sound like an investor.
No, I'm not.
Oh, that's right. That's Will. He's Zuckerberg. Meta. He's a huge Zuckerberg. They play Last of Us together.
Oh, didn't they change their name today or yesterday or something?
You're talking about Ticker? Is this Ticker Talk?
Yeah. I heard about it.
Yeah, they somehow magically were able to get Meta, which at first was taken. Now they are Meta.
Yeah, now they're Meta.
Meta.
Whoa, look at this stuff.
Meta. No, it's not that bad. Come on.
I mean, no, go, Will, hit 6 months. You'll look at bad. Listen, that's a cliff.
Don't forget the strategy.
Yes.
You buy high, you sell low.
Sell low.
So
I buy at that over there.
So this is your time to buy.
You buy on the left, you sell on the right. So you're fine. You're in great shape for your investment strategy that you pioneered.
Uh-huh.
You're in great shape.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, daily limits. I guess it's good. It's better than nothing like you said, but 13 to 17, 100 minutes a day. It's really weird, the idea of the app that's trying to addict you. It's, you know, it's like cigarettes and a Nicorette.
Yes.
They're like, try the cigarettes. And when you're done, try the gum.
All right.
Like, build a healthy relationship with this addictive app.
Yeah. Just keep
and
buying.
It's like, wait a second. Wait a second. Are you really my friend? Because
mm-hmm.
I can't tell. TikTok's new features allow the addition of similar tools to other apps like Instagram and Netflix that are, follow the addition. Right. Instagram did this. Netflix did this. Apple will show you your screen time if you have the balls to look at it.
All right. Well, that's cool.
AI trained on 4chan becomes hate speech machine. That sounds like such a motherboard headline. Yeah. After 24 hours, the 9 bots running on 4chan had posted 15,000 times. Just pure hate speech. Hate bot.
Yeah.
An AI researcher and YouTuber, Yannick Kilcher, trained in AI using 3.3 million threads from 4chan's infamously toxic, politically incorrect. He then unleashed the bot back onto 4chan with predictable results. The AI was just as vile as the post it was trained on, spouting racial slurs and engaging with anti-Semitic threads. After Kilcher posted his video and a copy of the program to Hugging Face, GitHub for AI, ethicists and researchers in the AI field expressed concern. Well, yeah. Is anybody surprised by this? Probably not. He activated 9 instances of the bot, allowed them to post for 24 hours. In that time, the bots posted 15,000 times. This was more than 10% of all posts made on the politically incorrect board that day. Woof! Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo-hoo! Couple of bots post 10% of all the content. Train the people. What are the people saying? I don't know. I'm reading the bots.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what people are thinking.
The training. I feel like they're going to just be bots all over, just yelling amongst each other. And then we as humans just consume it.
The bot arguments.
Yes.
Robots arguing with robots. Robots fighting robots.
Because we like drama.
Mm-hmm. You get them.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody's just lurking, watching the bots bot.
Yes.
AI researchers viewed Kilcher's video as more than just a YouTube prank. For them, it was an unethical experiment using AI. This experiment would never pass a human research ethics board. Lauren Oaken Rayner, the director of medical imaging research at the Royal Adelaide Hospital and a senior research fellow at the Australian Institute of Machine Learning, said in a Twitter thread. Well, yeah, because it looks like it's people having that conversation, but it's kind of like Elon's request. He's like, who's a bot? What's a bot? How many bots? Mm-hmm. This guy's like, all the bots. I got him. over there in 4chan. I got all the bots. Whatever you need, Elon. 10% of all the posts in that thread or in that 4chan, call it a thread. What do they call it?
Forum.
They call it a forum. They're not, it's not message like Reddit. Board. It's not a sub.
Message board.
I know, but it's a slash. What do they call it? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, board.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
A board.
He pushed back on Twitter on the idea that this bot would ever do harm or had done harm. All I hear is vague grandstanding statements about harm, but absolutely zero instances of actual harm, he said. It's like a magic word these people say, but then nothing more. Listen, man. Sometimes people behave like bots too. Just regurgitating. Just the parroting. Just the replicating. You say what? I say that too. I'm with you. Mm. We are team. We say things. It's best to be careful on the internet and use it for no more than 100 minutes at a time. New Mark Cuban company slashes high drug prices.
I thought this was cool.
This is life changing. Oh, go ahead, Mo.
No, I thought this was a cool
Since
story.
You jumped all over it there. I'm going to back off. I'll push my microphone out of the way. Go ahead, Mo.
Well, we should read the article because I just I just read the title and I skimmed through it and I thought it was cool enough to talk about. But from what I got, essentially, Mark Cuban opened a company where he is selling like life-saving drugs. Apparently, there's like 15 life-saving drugs on there for a 15% markup, which is like industry. It's not a standard in the industry. Like a minimum is 100% markup. They showed examples in here of like what other people or what other companies charge and what he charges. The only small thing I would mention is that I read somewhere that you can't pay for it with insurance, because if you did, then he'd have to agree to
mark it up.
Exactly. Because the insurance companies have, like, standards of what things should cost. So, I don't know. I thought this was amazing. You can get, like, life-saving drugs for a reasonable price.
How many shares do you own in this company?
This is... I don't think this is a public company.
That was a joke. Here's an example. He says, our cost for albendazole is $26.08 per course. We mark that price up by 15% so we can continue to run the company and invest in disrupting the pricing of as many drugs as we possibly can. He explained that makes the base price of the drug $30. Then we add on the actual cost, $3, that our pharmacy partners charge us to prepare and provide the prescription to you. That makes the sales price on this website $33, far, far lower than the pricing available in the marketplace. I actually use this pharmacy, and it's the only reason I'm able to still get my medications. It's legit. This is some commenters. I think this is one of those things where there's a lot of people who would applaud such a behavior. You can get a lot of fans turning down the price on this stuff, especially the type of medication that people need to live.
Yeah.
He's the opposite of Martin Shkreli, right? Remember that guy?
You're talking about the anti-Shkreli?
Yeah.
All he needs now is that Wu-Tang record. It'll be all set.
He should, yeah.
Explaining the business model, Cuban cited the drug prescribed for hookworm. Oh, that's the one he's saying, $26 per course. It can cost otherwise as much as $500 per course.
So, like, my God, that is not a tiny jump down. That's a massive leap down.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Omar. Shout out Samir. He's waiting for the Lou Later merch that says buy high, sell low. The buy high, sell low t-shirt.
Right. That's a great shirt.
Which, of course, we pioneered.
Mm-hmm.
There's over a million sold.
Right.
They're just not... it's only for the exclusive high-tier Lou Later community members.
What do they have to do?
Known as the High Council.
Oh, known as the High Council. I see.
There's a million of them, though, because they just own, each one of them owns a couple thousand of those shirts. Mm-hmm. Buy high, sell low. Yeah. The Mo program. investment advice. This is not investment advice. Texas City asked public for help identifying strange figure outside Amarillo Zoo. The human or animal or alien is difficult to identify. Now Mo will look up at the screen and he will forget about his laptop for a moment.
Yeah.
What are we looking at?
What is that? What is that?
It's Sonic the Hedgehog.
God. First of all, it looks like a human, like somebody standing.
Go ahead, Mo.
But at the same time,
looks like it's wearing a fox outfit or something.
Yeah.
It does look like he's like a little bit of a.
So we're
like
going
Wolverine?
With human in outfit. This is the guy who's waking me up every night.
Yeah.
That's him.
He's a werewolf.
The city of Amarillo, Texas has asked the public for help identifying a weird animal-like figure that was seen in security cameras outside the Amarillo Zoo last month. The official city of Amarillo Facebook page has turned up lots of guesses, but no one knows for sure what the seemingly bipedal cryptid could be.
Is there a video?
Of course, it was 1:25 a.m. as well. That's when that would happen. It's got to be human in costume.
That's what I was thinking, but I think if there was a video that we could see.
Wait a second. A guy giving a piggyback ride? Go back up. Someone said a guy giving a piggyback ride. Yeah, no, go up to the picture. Let's see if that's. Is that a possibility?
It could be.
Yes, it is. That's right. It could be a guy giving a piggyback ride. It somehow looks like a fox looking at us, but
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, just based on the silhouette.
But I'm sure there it's looking the other way. It's just like this weird trick in the chain link fence. But, the fact that it's a zoo as well, where it was captured.
There seems to be a high security there with the barbed wire.
Well, yeah, on the other side of the fence, I presume that this individual is on the public side of the fence. And
yeah.
This is the zoo. The camera's inside the zoo.
Oh.
So it's looking out. And I don't know. Maybe, yeah. Maybe it's a piggyback. I don't know. Why are you doing it? Why are you doing a piggyback ride 1:25 a.m.? What are you up to? Yeah. I want to know what you're up to. It's weird. It's definitely weird. But, you know, you could easily just put on a weird costume, walk past cameras, and cause all kinds of problems on Gizmodo.com.
Yeah,
like, it's
what
really
I do
not
on the
that hard to do.
Maybe it's the Armadillo Zoo.
Well, people
Armadillo
are
Zoo.
Oh, you think this is an inside job?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're just trying to get their name out there.
They're like, we have a new species sighted. Shout out, Notice. It could also be a furry. Do you know what those are? What is it, Mo?
People who like to dress up as
that thing.
What is it?
No, now you're being funny about it.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No, someone said in the chat, what is it?
People who like to dress up as furry animals or characters, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're okay. Correct.
Why? Why do they do that, Mo?
I don't know. They enjoy it. It's their interest. You know how I feel about my interests.
Are you sure about this?
Uh-huh.
How do you know so much?
The internet. It's a wonderful place.
Hey, get out of here, Will. Get out of here.
This is another article.
Get out of here, dude. Robotic finger covered in living human skin. The skin can realistically bend, stretch, and wrinkle as the finger curls and extends.
They gotta make it so...
That's disgusting, Will. Far as I'm concerned. You're
phallic.
This is disgusting. You've disgusted me. Oh, it's actually flicking that little dot.
Yes.
What is that? Dippin' dots?
It is, yes.
Wonder how long it takes to melt. Yeah, it's definitely gross. What are they doing with it? I presume trying to engineer artificial limbs or skin. Roboticists from the University of Tokyo have taken a tiny step toward creating the Terminator. Built an articulated robot finger, seamlessly covered in living human skin. Many reasons why our current attempts to build humanoid robots with lifelike appearances always seem to end up somewhere in the uncanny valley. Well, you need real skin, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that it moves. So you're going to get skin on your robots now, Mo. Never mind your furry thing you have going on.
Right, okay.
You can have skin on your robots and just ditch the your costumes.
Okay.
Oh, God. So what else can you tell me about this, Will?
Yeah. Rubber and silicone don't move, bend, wrinkle, or even respond to the light the same way human skin does.
Hmm.
So I guess that's why they want to use it, because it just simulates like a better movement with
a better skin,
a robotic armature, I guess.
Yeah. So you're talking about putting skin on the robots.
Live skin. That's creepy.
Is that what you want to do?
No, it's not my cup of tea.
Right.
But I'm guessing for them, they would like to have it as a challenge to maybe have like a real cyborg one day.
You're talking about the University of Tokyo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that's complicated stuff. Look at this.
But researchers just don't take it from real humans, you know?
No, they're not taking it from, don't worry about that. The researchers took an entirely different approach, a relatively simple robotic finger with three moving joints submerged in a solution made up of collagen, structural protein, dermal fibroblasts, the primary type of human cells found in skin's connective tissue, and its subsurface dermis layer. The solution shrank and tightly conformed itself to the robotic finger, creating a flexible foundation on which to apply multiple layers of epidermal keratinocytes, the primary type of human cells found in skin's outer epidermis layer.
Keratin? That's what, nails? Whoa.
Yeah, human stuff. It's a gummy bear. That's right. Don't eat it. I think it's too special to be eaten.
Uh-huh. Last one.
Watch a dandelion live its life. You mean live its entire life.
Uh-huh.
Which is short enough to shoot a time lapse of. Ooh. Lovely. It always, you know.
Wait, does it close back up?
Yes.
As it dies, yeah.
Well, it doesn't die.
Oh.
Well, it does eventually, but.
Yes.
Right now, it's kind of cocooning.
It's not it's not immortal.
Okay. I didn't know this. Kind of cool.
Yeah, it's kind of folds into itself, and then it blows up again into a dandelion.
Oh, it blooms again. That's kind of cool.
Hmm. Who would have thunk?
And then spits out all the seeds or whatever it is.
Yes.
Wow, that popped off fast.
It's funny about dandelions.
What's so funny about it?
Just how they're so universally hated, but when you look at them in isolation outside the spectrum of lawns and weeds and so forth, it's really not that bad looking.
Yes, but a herd of them is an eyesore.
Whoa. We hit a soft spot here.
No, a herd of them is like a whole yard of them. It's just like, what are you doing?
Well, yes, because we've all determined that we don't want that and it will destroy your lawn because you want the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I want the lawn more.
Right.
And then you have a thing with your lawnmower and what are we even doing right now? But I just
need a new lawnmower. But what I'm saying is like if I go on a walk and there's just like an entire field of dandelions.
I know, but why? Why is the lawn superior to the lion?
Did you say lion?
Yes, the dandelion.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, because one alone is no problem. In fact, it's quite beautiful, but just a whole field of them.
Well, what about a field of flowers?
Yeah, that's nice.
Tulips.
Yeah, definitely nice.
Who makes these rules? Who's we?
Humans. We're just like, that doesn't look good. Let's not do that.
Really? Instead, I wasn't a part of that meeting.
You didn't vote?
I wasn't a part of that meeting. I must have missed that meeting. I was busy debating C-11, Bill C-11.
Right. Don't get us started on that.
In Canada. Go ahead, Will. What's up?
Just to go back to this.
Yes.
I don't remember who said it, but apparently the dandelion is a really like specific weed.
Yeah, it's invasive.
Because it starts off as like a sun because it's yellow, and then it moves into the phase of when it turns into like a white ball. Like that, that represents the moon. And then when it flies away, that represents the stars.
What is this, poetry? I don't know. What are you doing right now?
No, I kind of like it.
But I don't know. It's like ancient times or something. It's supposed to represent like
I see
the sky.
But if it's so invasive and no one destroyed it ever, would lawns exist or would they all just be dandelions and then dirt? Where would the green pastures be? Like grass would exist somewhere.
Oh, right. Like if we just let them go rampage, these dandelions.
It's weird that there's...
Where do they stop or do they stop?
Are they just superior and more robust than grass? Would we have a lot less grass, I assume? But you would still have the grasslands.
Yeah, the plains.
I guess they don't do as well there. Hmm. I'm not sure. Or maybe the pesticides we're putting on them are making them more robust.
Right.
So they're defeating even more grass every single time they come around.
You know what? Stronger. That might be it.
Well, I mean, we're just goofing and gaffing.
Do you like them personally?
We're just joking.
Yeah.
No,
we're just
having
a time.
No, I just listen.
You like them?
No. I just talk to Mo. Sometimes I look at him and I talk to him. And then and earlier today, he got angry, so...
He pushed his buttons.
I mean, it's been... I just wanted to...
Get angry.
I want to pose different scenarios, see where he's at, see how he lives, see how he sees the world.
Yeah,
I'm interested. And sometimes he's down for it. Other times he's very angry.
Yeah,
you never know what you're going to get. But I'm glad we got here, and I'm glad we did it. And I'm glad that everybody showed up. Thank you to everybody in the chat. Thank you to everybody that gave us a super chat. Thank you to everybody in the Discord. I woke up in the morning. I was just scrolling through there. I'm like, damn, y'all are wild in there.
Yeah.
I almost said a thing or two. Look, there's me. I'm a T-Rex from Jurassic World.
That's
see,
you
just happened to click on it, and then that's what it was go. Right there. So shout out to everybody everywhere in the Lou Later community, the Lou Later universe, otherwise known as the Laterverse. We got the merch coming soon. Mm-hmm. Never forget. Buy high. Sell low. We'll see you tomorrow.